Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
We call us hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And Big Shot.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. JPP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan, you got plenty of money. Get you a driver. Bump that. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolinas. Welcome to BSS Carolinas, of course, on Stitcher, Spreaker, iHeart, and iTunes. I am Rocky. Of course, joining me again today is beautiful Big Shot Bob.
What's happening?
And joining us once again for today's show is Professor Chin.
Yes, Professor Chin's in the place.
Professor Chin.
It's also Pepsi Cola, the cola of the Carolinas. Get your Pepsi on.
And we are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
We put the attitude back in broadcasting with the Attitude Era. Come holler.
Come holler, yeah.
Come holler. Yeah,
as you can tell, we can sell anything.
We try to.
Yeah.
Starbucks. Happy to sell it. Proud sponsor. What, you
Staples copy paper. Get your copy paper from Staples.
Don't forget the Mentos.
Oh, yeah. Mentos, the fresh maker.
Android. A lot better than iPhone.
No, we are Apple people. Apple. I love Apple.
Oh, good. That way, if we get phone calls, we can plug it into our soundboard, which number is
919-943-2044.
That's right. That's how you contact us. And by Twitter, BSS Carolinas.
All right, and add us to Snapchat.
Snapchat, anything else. I mean, Periscopians, wherever. You know, we're all over the place.
Find us.
Yeah.
All right. We can try to find you.
That's right. We got a great show today. We're going to talk about NFL. We got dummies of the week. You know, a lot of trades going on, getting ready for the draft. We're going to talk about a lot of people letting go of players like Josh Norman. We got a lot to talk about today on today's show. But first and foremost, let's go into who's your enemy of the week.
You don't want to make an enemy out of me. And I'm looking right into the camera. And I'm going to say it again. You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
Oh, Stephen A. Smith. Every week, man, this is one of my favorites. Who's your enemy this week?
See, initially I had the Miami Heat. But the Miami Heat are just doing their thing. So I got to switch it to Steve Clifford. Steve Clifford, what are you doing?
Wow.
Let's get some adjustments. I sound like you right now.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to like kind of surprise. I'm kind of like a proud papa over here.
Where are the playoff adjustments? Come on, get your stuff together. And the Carolina Panthers, I know we were, according to you guys, we weren't going to get a deal done. But you can't just let Josh Norman walk away for nothing. An up-and-coming elite corner, we let him walk away for nothing. It's my team. I got to believe that we are doing what's best for the franchise. But, damn, man, it doesn't sound like the best thing for the franchise at this moment.
I mean, if you want to go anywhere, Josh Norman, there's a city down in Texas that might take you to play the other side.
No,
just saying. Well, we make cap room. Don't worry. It's the Dallas Cowboys. We make cap room.
Should have made some for DeMarco Murray last year, but that's another.
No, running back's a little bit different than corner. I'd rather sign a good corner than.
I'm sure Tony Romo will pick beg to differ, being that he got injured twice.
Well, that wasn't his fault. That wasn't Murray leaving. That's not the reason he got injured. He just...
I think that might have contributed a little bit to it because...
Murray's not that great a blocker.
One of the things... But he knows the protection's better than McFadden does.
McFadden's not... We should have had... the game plan wasn't good for Tony either. We kept him in the pocket too much. Mm-hmm. And he just one hit, you know. But, you know, running back wasn't the solution. I think we need a good corner to go other side of Carr because Carr's starting to get on the older years. And, you know, Briner Jones is great. I love the young rookie, second-year player now out of UConn. Yeah. But we – hey, I'll take Josh Norman in a heartbeat to play with that defense. But, you know, talking about Josh Norman, who knows where he'll go. We'll talk about it later. But my enemy of the week was going to be Steve Clifford. I got to say the Panthers, man. I mean, because what are you doing?
Yeah.
You letting go of Josh Norman, probably the defensive player of the year. If it wasn't for 99 down in Houston, he would have been defensive player of the year. Say what you want. He only had four picks. And a lot of people are bashing him. We didn't need him. It's so funny how the Carolina Panther fans are saying, oh, we don't need you. We didn't need
exactly.
you. We didn't need you. Yes, you did. Yeah. I hate to tell you that, but they didn't throw to his side. And the ultimate respect of a cornerback is when they don't throw to your side of the field. Ask Deion Sanders.
Now, I will say, when we weren't getting a pass rush in the second half against the Giants, OBJ was getting them. He was eating Josh Norman for lunch, man.
No, he was. But why was that? Y'all
because
getting
we
no
weren't
pressure.
Getting a pass rush.
You weren't getting no pass rush. And the BS that went on between him and OBG, that's going to happen. Or OBJ, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's going to happen. I mean, because he took it personal, which he – they both are knuckleheads. You know where I want to see him go? I want to see you go to the New York Giants. Go ahead.
He can go to New
York.
Put you
and Beckham on the same team because y'all two knuckleheads deserve each other.
I mean, he's going to get paid, but he might be going to a team that has a terrible quarterback. I think he wants L.A. The Raiders are in contention. The 49ers are in contention. He wants to be out in California, man.
I'm really surprised because he, you know, he's a Coastal Carolina kid. You know, that's where he went to school. And I just –
He's Hollywood now. All the interviews he was getting, all the love he was getting last year, he's Hollywood now.
I'm going to change my enemy to Dave Gettleman because I think personally the reason they let him go, he was getting a bigger head than Cam Newton. And trust me, when you're on Cam Newton's team, there's only one person that can have a big head. That's Cam Newton. Just saying because, I mean, it's going to go through the same thing the Charlotte Hornets are doing with Kemba Walker. Nobody can be bigger than Kemba or Michael Jordan. Nobody can be bigger than Jordan in Charlotte. Same thing's happened with Cam Newton and the Panthers. I think they're going to reach a point where, all right, you're making that much money, you're getting that much fame, you can go ahead and go. Luke Kuechly doesn't care.
So but Luke also got paid.
Luke got paid, but he's not out talking and, you know, he's not in the spotlight like Cam Newton in.
He's not the media whore that
right. Cam is. So, hey, much respect to Josh Norman, dude. You had a great year. You want to get paid. You should get paid. You lived out your contract. You got every single right to go get paid.
Yeah.
I mean, the Panthers have let you out of your deal. They didn't franchise you. They're not holding on to you for an extra year where you can destroy a ligament or a knee. They went ahead and let you go so you can go get your money now. And he's going to get paid. There's going to be a team that's going to throw a boatload of money at him, and he'll be just fine.
I don't blame him whatsoever for leaving, if that's what he wanted to do.
Me either.
But the Panthers fans, please stop bashing Josh Norman.
Stop saying we didn't need Josh Norman.
Stop bashing Josh Norman.
He was a key contributor to our team, to our run last year.
Yeah, and I think that all fan bases suffer from this from time to time because everybody loves their players until it's time for them to get paid. When it gets in the way of them doing business and there's a potential for the disruption with the rest of the franchise, then you start seeing the fangs come out of the same fan base that was cheering them during those 16 games during the year.
The only one that has never been bashed from Carolina and was totally blamed on the ownership was Steve Smith. Everybody else, whatever.
And Steve Smith left because he didn't want to take less money.
Right.
We didn't pay but Julius they, Peppers.
Right. But they didn't bash him. You know, he's the only – Julius Peppers got bashed. But, you know,
normally – Well, there was some justification a little bit because people always question his motor and all that stuff.
There's no reason to bash him, though. When somebody plays – like, trust me, in Dallas,
well,
there's one player I would get more upset than anybody else ever left, and that's Dez Bryant.
Yeah.
Everybody else, I don't give a crap. Y'all, I understand. DeMarco Murray left. I totally got one DeMarco left. So, and I understand. But, you know, I'm not going to bash DeMarco Murray, except when he played the two games a year that he played against us. But it was great. Also great because the two games he played against us, he didn't do a lot. So, hey, whatever.
Yeah.
So, anyway. But you were saying?
I just find it funny that a lot of – I mean, because I have a good bit of Cowboy fans in my social media pages that kept DeMarco Murray's name in their mouth the entire season. I'm like, if he wasn't so important, why are you guys always talking about – why are you always following him, his performances from game to game the following season if – You could live without him. I mean, I would think the record speaks for itself that at the end of the day, I think it was something that didn't work for either party. I think that it could have – I think Dallas would have been – it would have been worth the gamble for Dallas to keep him one more year in retrospect. And I think they won't admit it, but I think the Joneses feel that way too.
And as far as the Dallas situation, you know, with Murray staying, I get why we didn't want to pay him. You know, if he could have stayed another year, we don't know what would have happened. Because we have to remember when he was in Dallas, he only stayed healthy 1 year, which was the year he rushed for 1,800 yards. Every other year, he was injured at some point in the season. So we don't know if he would have actually stayed healthy or not. That's the reason they didn't give him a long-term contract. And we didn't want to break the bank because we had to pay Dez. And we wasn't going to break the bank for that. So, but, you know, talking about the Josh Norman thing, where do you think he ends up signing? Right now, the reports are San Francisco, Oakland.
I think he stays in the NFC, and I think he signs on the West Coast somewhere. I think he signs with the 49ers. The 49ers have so much cap space, man, and they need something positive to happen for them. But if he does that, then congratulations. You get to play for Chip Kelly. That's going to be fun.
For 1 year, because he'll probably be fired after next year.
Plants that are untreated are.
I was reading. Yeah, I was looking at plants. No, go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say that, you know, if Josh Norman goes to the 49ers, he'll probably only be with Chip Kelly for 1 year, and then they'll be rebuilding again. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I don't know. How much are the 49ers still paying the previous coach? Did they sign Tom Sula to a long deal? Probably only gave him.
No. They only gave him 1 year.
He got a plumber's deal. You got 1 year deal. That was it.
Yeah. He's like, you clogged up our toilet enough. You can go. You can go somewhere else. You didn't clean out the pipes, homie.
So where did you say you think he goes?
Yeah, I definitely see him, San Francisco.
But we'll just see who's going to throw the money at him. That's what he looks. Throw them dollars. Make it rain.
What do you think are the chances that Norman doesn't see the money he wants in the open market and ends up re-signing with the Panthers at a lesser deal?
That's another rumor, is maybe he'll come back after he sees that he ain't getting $16 million. Because he wants $16 million a year,
he wants
the same as
Revis.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, hey, I can't blame him. Last two, 3 years, he's been one of the top quarters.
Pat Peterson ain't getting that. Richard Sherman ain't getting that. And they consider those guys better than you.
True. I think another complexity in the situation, too, is that Janoris Jenkins, when he signed his deal, he got like $12 million a year. So do you expect for Norman to accept even
how much
equal?
Jenkins get? 12?
I think he got $12 million a year.
Well, and
so the market's already disrupted just based on, you know, that deal alone.
I'm going to say watch out for the L.A. Rams, because they signed Tremaine Johnson to the franchise tag. They let Jenkins, of course, left to go to the Giants. They got $12 million in cap room is all it sounds like they have. They don't have a lot. But if they can make
a trade. They better go pay a wide receiver.
No, this is Jeff Fisher we're talking about, all right? This ain't Mark. This ain't Mark. This ain't Mark's in St. Louis. This is Jeff Fisher. He's on signing some defensive guys. They let go a ton of defensive guys. They're in L.A. You know, signing a big free agent would be big for the defense. You put him on the other side of Johnson. Could be a very good cornerback tandem. I could see him going to L.A. Oakland, he ain't going to San Francisco. I think it'll be Oakland or L.A. 1-2.
Yeah, but what kind of defensive front do the Rams have, though? Because they let a few key pieces go. They let Laurinaitis walk. They
but
let
you still got Donald clogged the middle. Aaron Donald's in the middle.
Yeah, but you got to have more than just a guy in the middle.
I agree. And, you know, a lot of, listen, Josh Norman's success is due to alive the defense in Carolina, the front seven.
Exactly.
We all know the front seven in Carolina played really great the last couple of seasons and got him paid.
And plus, we had to make decisions because Latulia is going to need some money.
Yep.
Keywon Short is going to need some money.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't have that if they go and give Josh Norman $16 million a year, a long-term deal like that. So, at the end of the day, this is probably what's going to work out best. And then there's this draft is deep in corners now. You're not gonna probably not gonna get a guy like Josh Norman, but you can get a competent corner to come in and play in our system, and we aren't gonna ask him to go shut down the number one guy because we're dependent on the front seven.
And watch the Bears. Bears is another team.
Going to Chicago.
No,
watch.
I mean, if I'm not,
you get to play Aaron Rodgers twice. You go play Teddy Bridgewater
right,
and AP twice.
You, you're going to play with John Fox. You know. Why not?
You're going to get to play with Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
Yes. So how many games y'all going to win?
You'll get a lot. You'll get the ball.
You'll be on the field a whole lot making your money.
You'll earn that money.
So, anyway. So, we all agree different places, I think, that he might end up.
But it's somewhere in the West Coast.
Somewhere West Coast. I don't see Dallas signing him anyway. We got other – you know, hopefully Jalen Ramsey.
And y'all need a DN. And right. Jalen Ramsey is probably going to fall right to you guys' lap.
And we'll probably get Bosa anyway. the NFL released the uniforms for Thursday night color rush games. Did you guys see that?
I did not see them.
Carolina is just the baby blue.
That electric blue they wore for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Right.
The Cowboys are white. So that's some. But look at some of them. Some of them are absolutely ridiculous. The big news of the week, of course, the NFL. Titans trade the number one pick to the Rams. Titans get the first, second, a third, a first-round pick in 2017, and a third-round pick in 2017. The Rams get the first pick, the fourth, and the sixth. Thoughts on the trade, and did they give up too much for what they got?
When you are the Rams and you got a whole bunch for trading out of Robert Griffin – a few years ago, and you still suck, this is perfect. Try something new. You're going to a new market. You need a freaking quarterback. You can't go in there with Nick Foles and Case Keenum. Really? Those guys aren't going to sell any jerseys, but you draft a kid that played at Cal, and he's got a big arm, big stud kid, and put him out there. At least you can sell some merchandise, at least for the first year. And if he's a bust, oh well.
Well, I mean, you have Gurley that'll be coming back. You have a stud running back that can offset pressure by, you know, give him, you know, his 25, 30 touches a game until, you know, the QB gets adjusted to things. So, I mean, I think it's the ideal situation. Whoever, I mean, of course, you know, Wentz and Goff are going to go 1-2. Whoever goes to the Rams is going to be going to the better situation starting out. I believe.
You're going to – anything's better than Philly.
I think I think Carson Wentz just fits better in Philly because blue-collar town, blue-collar guy, and someone that isn't about the glitz and glamour.
Well, if you're the Rams, you have to go after Goff. You have to get Goff because he's a California kid. I mean, he went to Cal. You have to get him. There's no ifs,
ands, or buts.
He already
has the fan base out there.
And no offense, Wentz has only played 23 games in college.
And he didn't. He only played two games last year.
Well, if you remember correctly, yeah, he didn't play towards the end of the season when he became the starter. He didn't start the whole season.
Yeah, he got hurt during the season. So
I just you know, how much faith the, and he played at North Dakota State. They're not a big passing school. They, I think they most they pass it was like 30 times in a game.
So you know, I don't worry about kids coming from small schools because most of the good quarterbacks in the league now have come from small school,
you usually come from one that throws the ball at least a little bit, not one that barely runs it 20. I mean, when you run it a lot and you're a small school where you don't pass it many times, you don't know what you got because you don't know the sample.
But the coaching staff coached under John Gruden, and you know, at North Dakota State. So he ran like a pro style offense. So he'll be equipped to come in and pick up a pro style offense. And
he has a good arm. He can make good throws. That's the reason John Gruden says great things. But you know, John Gruden also said great things about Tim Tebow.
Everybody says great things about
Tim Tebow. No, I mean through his. I was listening to it today. Mel Kiper said it at absolute perfect. The hardest position in NFL draft to judge is quarterback because you never know. You know, you might have, and everybody's saying, you know, he could be a great player, but we don't know because there's not a lot to judge him by.
Then there's so many variables that impact his performance as well. I mean, because you put him behind a porous offensive line, he's going to get busted and broken up before he can prove himself anyway. So
you put him behind a, you know, like you said, go in the right situation. He needs to go. And these two quarterbacks are not Andrew Luck, Cam Newton, that where they can come out rookie year and just lights out. Right. You know, these are guys that are going to need to be developed.
Well,
you know?
Whoever gets drafted, L.A. So, is going to play right away.
Right. He probably – he'll have to. But – and the one that is most ready is Jared Goff. Rents, we don't know yet. That's the reason Rents will probably go to Philly – and sit behind Bradford for at least a year before he plays. Well, unless Bradford gets hurt.
Bradford's going to get hurt. So Wentz will be in there
Healthy all last year. We got to give him credit for once.
Bradford missed like four games. Don't you remember sanitation was in there throwing interceptions?
No, that's
like?
True. But, you know, we never
once
know.
Wentz gets in there when Bradford gets hurt, Wentz ain't coming out.
We'll see. And, you know, but he's in a better situation than Bradford was last year, too. You ain't got Chip Kelly throwing it. You know, whatever. But also, the Eagles traded for number two pick, and they got a fourth round pick. Eagles get number two. Browns get eighth pick, third round, fourth round, and a 2017 and a 2018 pick. Dude, they gave up way too much. I'm sorry. Yeah, you give up a first round next year and a second round? That's a lot.
The Eagles like, here, what do we have to do? But that's what they were doing when they were accumulating picks, when they traded Alonzo and traded Byron Maxwell and traded DeMarco Murray. They were accumulating picks so they could move up. And it worked out for them. And when the Rams made this move and jumped to number one, it was like, we got to get out of eight. We got to get higher because San Francisco is still in front of us, and there's a good chance San Francisco would have taken that second quarterback.
What do you think is going to happen with Kaepernick in the middle of all this? Because he's still he potentially still a huge domino that could impact where other teams go into draft as well.
Well, you still got Denver's looking for a quarterback, and they looked who visited them this week.
Brian Hoyer. Yeah. Oh. Yes, man, Brian freaking Hoyer.
Oh, Brian Hoyer. I was hoping I wouldn't have to ever say that name again. Brian Hoyer, can you imagine? Wait a minute, I got to think about this. Can you imagine Brian Hoyer and Mark Sanchez on the same team?
It probably is going to happen. Wow.
I've never seen a world champion, Super Bowl champion, go from Peyton Manning, who didn't play great, but you went to Peyton Manning to Mark Sanchez and Brian Hoyer.
Woo. All you need is bread and wheat, and you have your, your
have
tandem
stable.
Right there.
Go bring Tim Tebow back. Tim. Want to come back to Denver?
I never thought it'd be a worse quarterback situation than in Philly last year when they had Matt Barkley and all of them. But wow, that might be even worse. And Sanchez is still there, so with you know, in that bad situation. But next week we will have we'll do a breakdown draft. We'll go through the whole first round. Hopefully, Professor Chen can be here. Jalen Smith, doctor says they are not sure when or if he'll play again. The Notre Dame linebacker that had the ACL tear, Should they even draft him?
No. His nerves are not regenerating his legs.
Perhaps he needs to reach out to Peyton Manning. We're talking about nerve regeneration. I mean, I don't know.
But it's like apples and oranges because Peyton's was in the neck. These are in his legs.
Yeah.
And this is sad because this was one of the guys that was going to be.
He was going to be a monster.
This was a top five bona fide pick, this guy.
You know, the early reports he was going to Dallas to the fourth pick. They were going to take him. And, you know, now, yeah. So much prayers and hopefully he gets back on the field because it's sad to see anybody go through this. Let's go into Dummies of the Week. Who's there? It's the Breakdown, Dummy of the Week. All right, you got any dummies there, Big Shot?
We got Johnny Pop Warner. What the hell is wrong? Somebody please, we've been begging for months now. Get this kid some help. Everybody across the world is begging for this kid to get some help. Somebody just needs to tie him down and get this guy some help.
Listen, if Drew Rosenhaus is asking for you to get help, that should be your last sign. Drew Rosenhaus, the guy that stood out front with T.O. on his yard doing push-ups with T.O.
I remember that.
That is the last one. That should be it. You should see a light. I don't know what's on tape for Johnny to even try to get his life straight again.
He's an addict, man. Yeah. You heard about the thing that happened in the mansion. He was renting out in L.A. There was cocaine found, weed burns all over the place. And then Nike dropped him. LeBron dropped him.
Wow.
If everybody's dropping you, you're toxic. You are a toxic nuclear waste waiting to happen. Nobody wants to even put their hands near you or by you.
What do you think that Von Miller would be able to do with him? You think there's any shot that he might be able to get through
Von
to him?
Von Miller likes smoking weed too. So
they're in Denver. Let me tell you, Von Miller, first thing I would do, distance yourself from Johnny Football.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, distance yourself.
He was cool at A&M. It was great around then, but get away from him.
Yeah.
You got to. And then, of course, Charles Barkley and this bracelet he's been wearing. And they were talking about how he got the bracelet. He was like, yeah, I got it from some guy in the steam room. Like, dude, what the hell are you doing in the steam room with this guy? Y'all sitting naked and he just starts giving you bracelets and stuff?
And what did you do to get that bracelet?
Right?
I mean, is it like beads in New Orleans where you got to show something to get bracelets? Like, I mean, I'm just like,
I don't,
dude.
But you see where it goes. He opened that can.
So, Charles.
I would come up with a better story than that. I mean, even if I got it from some guy in a steam room, I would come up with a better story than he had. Or I got it from some guy in the steam room. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No. But, yeah, that was a good one. You got any more?
No, that's it.
First and foremost, the Celtics scoring 7 points in a quarter versus the Hawks.
The defensive juggernaut that the Hawks are.
The Hawks are good, but 7 points?
That's crazy.
There's no way. I told you, there was a baseball game that had more runs than you did points in a quarter. That is embarrassing. That's like the Sixers playing a game.
Yeah, the Sixers could have scored 7 points in a playoff game.
All right, first of all, that was funny because Sixers in the playoffs.
Yeah, they don't belong in the same sense, I know.
TNT graphics, let me give them a shout out, saying game 5 through 7 won't be necessary for Rockets and Warriors.
Went ahead
matchups.
And scratched
they
that
went,
out.
Yeah, they put
TBD, no to be determined. There's no game 5 through 7 in this series.
Oh, wow.
I love that they already marked it out. It says, no, it don't say TBD. It says not necessary.
It says
not necessary on the screen. Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Not necessary.
What can you say?
I mean, you still got to get them some credit. But
really? The Rockets, they have checked out, man.
No, I can understand the Grizzlies, but let's give the Rockets maybe one game. We doubt it.
Really?
No, I'm not picking them one game, but I'm saying, you know, come on.
That's why I wanted to see Utah. Utah would have gave me a more spirited effort and at least played like a team and played some defense. The Rockets are clowns.
Big time.
My next one, James Harden. Just one. I mean, it's like every week on this show, James Harden defense. Every single week.
He ends up on Shaqtin' the Fool every week for his defense. Ole!
I mean, ole! The guy drove by him in the game the other day, the Warriors game. He just, ole, ole. Do they teach that in Houston? I mean, Bickerstaff, does he have a drill that says ole?
I don't know, but that's the beard defense right there, man. That's what they teach you at Adidas.
That's the reason I actually.
You know, they're all about speed and quickness. They ain't about defense and championships. That's why Tim Duncan gets no commercials.
Well, maybe the Kardashians taught him that. I don't know.
Just easy access that right down our road. Come on in. That's what the Kardashian way.
That's very true. The other one, Marvin Williams, your defense, man. Come on. I know the guys are shooting well, but, dude, you're not – you're. It feels like him and James Harden went to the same school for defense, the way they're playing. That's the reason I wanted Tom Thibodeau to actually go to Houston. So maybe he could teach some defense. Job. No, I know he didn't. I was just saying. but Marvin Williams, defense, Steve Clifford, dude, you got to make some changes. If he ain't working, change it. Don't stick with it.
Yeah.
Change it. Change it. Good.
Have they ever tried a small ball lineup during the season? I mean, I've seen
there
some.
There was a couple times they used it, but Steve Clifford's so stuck in his ways, man. Yeah. My system.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's one. Another one I got is the Knicks fans troll Phil Jackson after Tom Thibodeau goes to the Timberwolves because they want him to go to New York, and they trolled Phil Jackson on Twitter.
Why? Because he's not the coach whisperer?
Well, I mean, because the Knicks are another franchise. We don't know where in the world they're going.
It's primarily because of Carmelo. I think he's kind of the impediment to the Knicks solidly going in one direction or another.
That's very true. Another one I got is Aqib Talib is whining about people disrespecting the Broncos. Dude, be quiet. You won a Super Bowl. Who's disrespecting you?
Wasn't he on Twitter or someplace a few weeks ago talking about how much money he spent for his wedding or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, really, dude?
Oh, can I add Earl Thomas? Did you see the video of him at his wedding? He came down the aisle. He walked down the aisle like he was a female with a cape on and a crown. And it's like, okay, Earl Thomas, really?
Really? Wow. All right. But no, you can add anybody.
It's pretty funny.
A couple other ones I got. Johnny Manziel, I'm going to keep adding you every week. Charles Barkley, you already talked about. And a woman who eats a whole pizza on the Hawks kiss cam.
I saw that. And dude was slobbing her down, too. He was trying to get all that pizza out of her mouth.
Wow.
Come on, man. Come on. So, anyway, that's our dummies of the week. Did you have any dummies you want to add? Any bonehead things?
Not saw? This time.
Not this week?
Nope.
All right. Bobby, you got anything else?
Always sports. It's life.
And you can catch us everywhere, including Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. Everybody on Periscope, stick around. We got one more show coming up. Everybody else, we'll see you later.
Side piece.
I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't.